sailors might have avoided scurvy if someone in the age of exploration on the high seas had found a way to make the vitamin C sailors were missing as they spent months at sea without fresh fruits and vegetables.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
NASA is looking at ways to manufacture the nutrients astronauts will need for long-duration space missions. The bionutrients experiments take a safe organism already in our food, in this case, baker's yeast, and modify it to produce an essential nutrient as it grows. If successful, the yeast could become tiny living factories, creating antioxidants usually found in vegetables. On station, astronauts add sterile water to a mixture of dehydrated yeast and its powdered food source, mix well, and keep the packet warm for 48 hours. Then, the packs are frozen and stored for long periods of time before they are returned to Earth for analysis. An analog experiment, paralleling the station experiments, is conducted on Earth. The tests will allow scientists to see how much of the nutrient can be produced by the yeast and what the shelf life is for this space-fermented food. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.